It's like, does this really sound like one of us belching? We're so much better than that.
It's accurate.
Or this.
It comes from a place of love. No, yeah. That also comes from a place of love. A different kind of love.
Yeah. Greetings, Apropos. And buckle up for the sex. It's the Apropos of Nothing podcast.
With your hosts.
Salsa.
James. Fuck.
They let me have a noisemaker.
We were unable to pry said noisemaker from your hands. If that's what you mean by let, then yes. We let you have a noisemaker.
Yeah. You know. Accurate.
What are we drinking?
Well, I've heard that Jenna does not like beer.
What?
It's weird, I know.
Where did you hear this from?
Every episode of this fucking podcast. I want to say... Every episode, yeah. Even before you were on, they were like, yeah, you know what? You know what I've heard about Jenna and beer? Fucking hates it.
I want to clarify. It's not that I hate beer.
Yeah.
It's that I hate hops.
Yes.
So you are incorrect.
No, they were incorrect when they said that. Also, oh. They were calling you Jenna, despite the fact that at that time you would have been Jen instead of...
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
We were early adopters.
Back yes. in the day. That's true.
The Erli.
Erli in the morning?
We yes.
knew. Okay, so yeah. What the fuck am I drinking?
So you are drinking a Minnesota Cider Company raspberry.
Ooh.
It's got five ingredients and none of them are hops.
Oh, see, that's... Wait, are any of them coconut?
No. No.
Peanut butter. Also,
no.
Banana.
No.
Melon.
No.
Dairy.
No.
Kiwi.
No.
Shit. I think there's more, but I can't remember what they are.
Well, so we're about to find out if raspberry does it.
No, it's not raspberry. Guaranteed, so. Oh, yeah, that's pretty nice.
Yeah.
I like it.
Good.
I'm gonna drink this.
Yeah.
So what are you guys gonna drink?
We are drinking the delicious Main Boss Imperial Stout with... natural flavors.
Is it coconut?
No.
Kiwi?
No. It is from the Pulpit Rock Brewing Company.
The natural flavor of dog feces.
Yes, that's what... Oh, yeah.
So it's a little peaty. Is that what I'm hearing? It's like scotch. Oh, salsa. That was a face. You had better get you something else.
Not a fan? All right.
Whoa, buddy.
I wonder what that was about.
Well, Salsa is taking care of his face.
I've never seen that reaction from Salsa drinking anything
either.
Except Malort.
So, no, it's not that bad. But have you ever eaten just the black licorice?
Yeah.
It tastes like I'm drinking that.
Oh, that's why I like it.
Because you like things that aren't good.
Oh.
You might want to bring this one back to your therapist.
I like a subtle anise flavor.
Yeah.
This is like they took anise and then like crossbred it with more anise and then.
To me, this tastes like molasses.
Yeah, that too.
Okay.
Are you opposed to molasses?
No,
or are you
no,
just
no,
like,
I,
there's
in,
not enough molasses I, to.
Yeah.
I want my beer to taste like beer. I don't want it to have the consistency of molasses.
This is extraordinarily dummy thick.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm not going to try that.
No.
I'm curious now.
Yeah?
But
yeah,
the I don't think that I would like it for the same reasons that Salsa doesn't like it.
That's probably
plus
very true.
Plus the hops.
Yeah.
Which,
for both
rumor
of the reasons.
Has it. I don't like hops.
Like, if I took that can and flipped it upside down, it would take, like, a full 20 seconds for anything to come out. That thick.
I think you'd have to do the canned corned beef hash thing where you, like, give it a little bit of a squeeze and, like, a swizzle,
yeah,
and then it comes out in the shape of the
that
can.
That is by far the thickest Imperial I've ever had, and it is... Nope.
Not for you.
Nope. So, good job.
I have a sour.
And here I was like, wow, this is really sweet and delicious. Salsa's gonna. Nope.
Nope. No.
You know,
you chose poorly.
I've been wrong about things before. I don't think that will shock the audience.
This is all for you, dude.
Oh, shit. Right. See, this is dangerous because I think this is like 10 point something. Mm. Oh, it's 12% alcohol.
Oh. Yep. Well, sorry I didn't drive you tonight, but...
You might end up driving me tomorrow.
Oh, God.
So I'm just going to release the Kraken here.
Yeah, all right.
I'm sorry, did you say... Release the Kraken?
I did, indeed. So.
Okay.
I don't know. Yeah. Castle Thunder, it was important.
There isn't a button for that.
That might be as close as it gets.
I think that's as close as it gets.
Yeah.
Right. The aftermath of the thunder.
Oh, man. The Hammer horror movies just became very different.
Oh, God.
I've armed to suck your blood.
And then fix that window. The dark neighbor kids are playing baseball again.
I tell them I'm not that kind of bat person.
Oh, God.
I honestly thought that was what Salsa was driving toward.
No.
No?
No.
Oh.
No. I don't
How
have...
How could you think so little of me?
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus.
Well, you're constantly underwhelming my expectations.
Oh my God! That is fair.
Oh God! I have concerns. Hey guys, guess what I've been up to?
Watching Mom and Dad fight.
Yes, it's really making. I'm having flashbacks from when I was seven all over again.
Worst birthday ever.
It was. So anyway. No, that was when I was six.
Just wait until you walk in on us having sex.
No, God. Oh, God. Oh. I don't have enough bad buttons.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. That's the one. Close that's enough. The correct sound.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it doesn't have a Price is Right trombone, so it's... That's what we get.
Okay.
Anyway.
So I picked up a Fireball for my boyfriend for $20. Because I said, hey, Joe, your Fireball is very, very quickly not having a bottom anymore.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, there's still some bottom. I'm like, please let me get you a new Fireball. And he was like, you can't spend more than $20. And I was like, ah, fine. So I found one on Facebook Marketplace for $20.
Shit.
So right before the podcast.
See, I thought you were going to say you spent like $21 to assert your dominance.
I thought about it. I almost offered to tip.
It's a bold move.
No. But, yeah, so right before the podcast. I went to pick up this Fireball, and it is the same diameter as Joe's falling apart Fireball, but it's not as deep.
Hmm.
So I'm hoping this will still be a good substitute because I already bought it.
Mm-hmm.
But it has a bottom, which I feel like should be an important part of the having a Fireball and putting fires in your Fireball.
Have the boots with the fur?
I mean, his old Fireball lasted way longer than anybody should. No, I'm skipping over it. Don't look at him like that. Don't make him justify his words.
I love that Salsa still, after all these years, looks at me as if there's any fucking explanation for whatever the fuck falls out of my head. Every time.
So yeah, I picked that up, and then I got here early, and Salsa's kids had to show me the garden, and then more garden, and then they had to show me why snapdragons are named snapdragons, and Lilibeth was really proud of some plants that she grew out of seeds.
Aww.
I don't remember what they're called. She told me the name, like, seven times, but I'm old, so...
Some Audrey 2s.
But they look like pretty solid plants, so good job.
Nice.
Yeah, so I did that. Also, let's see. I went to Merlin's again because I can. I went to a friend's house for some breakfast foods because I could. I did things outdoors because I could. I had a pool party at my place and then another pool party at my place because I could.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like I got vaccinated and all of my friends are vaccinated and I'm like, vaccinated friends, assemble.
And they went there and did.
Yes. And I'm still doing it in small groups, but still, like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And oh, yesterday, when I went grocery shopping with my brother and my daughter, we saw some cops pull over a black person. So we sat there for an hour.
Yeah.
We didn't get out of the car, but we positioned ourselves in such a way that we could.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep. And when people were getting out of the car, we recorded that. But then everybody was playing pretty nice with each other. Yeah. I don't know why they needed three cop cars. But yeah. And it looked like may have been a case where, and I don't know for sure.
Sure, yeah.
Where somebody had, like, somebody had actually, like, maybe stolen some stuff or whatever. The car got towed away, so I don't know what happened with that. But, like, some of their stuff was taken out of the car and set to the side, and some of the stuff was taken out of the car and put into a cop car. So, yeah. I don't know exactly what happened, but we watched for an hour.
Good on you.
And then when the police were gone, we pulled over and were like, hey, you guys need a ride? And they're like, nah, we got a ride coming. I'm like, okay, cool. And then one of them was like, do you have a cigarette? And I was like, I have a pack. Here you go. Because you could probably
need
use
it.
This.
Yeah.
So, yeah, did that.
Fair enough.
And we're just, like, for an hour, we're just sitting in the car, and I'm like, I feel useless. And it's like, you're not really. You're bearing witness, right?
Yeah.
But it's still like, I shouldn't, number one, I shouldn't have to be doing this.
Yeah.
Number two, I don't know if it's necessary, and I don't know what the situation is, so there's literally nothing I can do right now, except for watch.
Yeah.
It's,
Well, something bad happened in my neighborhood, and, we went outside. And this was quite a while ago, several months ago.
Yeah.
We went outside because there were police questioning some of our black neighbors.
Yeah.
And they approached us and they were like, yeah, we're not really, you know, we don't really need any more witnesses or anything like that. And we're like, no, we're good. We're just, you know, making sure our neighbors are okay. You know?
Yeah.
Just hanging out. Oh, yeah. Suddenly everybody's got a big deal going on with whenever the cops show up. Oh, we just, you know, we just want to be good neighbors.
Yeah.
You know? Well, we're here now, so they're okay. Well, we'll just check on them. We'll just...
Yeah.
Check in, make sure that that everybody's doing fine, you know, for our own peace of mind. Thank you, though.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, if you don't have anything to hide, then it doesn't matter if I'm here staring at you, does it? Like, anyway. Yeah. So, like, and I don't know. I think my daughter said it best when I was like... I mean, it kind of looks like things are fine. I want to make sure we're all in agreement. We still want to stay here. And she's like, I would rather be here than not.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, there you go.
Got nowhere to be at this moment.
Yeah, I did, but that's beside the point. Well. I just told people later.
Fair enough.
Yeah. No, we all actually had things that we pushed back on for it. But it was like, rather be here right now.
Well, because... So. I was driving through Uptown with a frenemy of the podcast, Brianna Cecile.
Haha.
And, we saw a power box that said Winston Smith on it. And I was like, wait, the guy from 1984? And she was like, No, I think someone else has just been killed.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck, I'm starting to lose track. I'm starting to...
Winston Smith, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Killed in a parking garage.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. But, yeah, I've looked up articles, and now I've been seeing videos all over TikTok and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Fuck. Yeah.
But anyway, that's so what I did with my weekend.
Good on you for being there.
Yeah. Like, that's... It's a social responsibility. You just need to watch.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't feel like much, but it is. So just do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you never know if things went perfectly because you were there.
We weren't even horribly obvious, although I think one of the cops did see us, but I don't care.
Yeah, no.
It's like, but yeah, just be there.
Mm-hmm.
Just be there.
Show up for your neighbors.
Yeah. Also I watched Loki, but I'm not going to talk about it at the end.
Good on you.
Ha ha, take that.
Still looking out for your neighbors.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Salsa.
Yes.
Anything exciting in your life?
Yes, James.
God.
Are you saying that I'm something exciting in your life?
God, no. I was rather annoyed.
Oh, then it is me.
You guys, our podcast is so much better without the leg.
Oh, fuck, it
is. When we can just look at each other.
Shit.
When we can jump on that shit.
Oh, yeah.
So much nonverbal communication going on.
It's kind of creepy, listeners.
Also, you can see me when I don't wear pants.
I really wish you would put on some pants. Also.
But it's so comfortable.
I don't care.
Genuinely fine with it.
It's so much cooler down there.
I'm glad I'm on the other side of the bar.
Yeah. I was genuinely irritated that I had to go into work on Sunday.
Oh.
I get it.
Yeah.
Because the Magicians were up two games.
Yep.
Your fun job.
Yeah. They were 2-0. Uh-huh. And then they proceeded to lose on Friday and Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So they pushed to game 5, and I had to go and... I mean, that was the good part, is I got to go and watch another hockey game. But the fact that I had to be there meant that the team didn't just fucking win game 3 and fucking be done.
Or even 4.
Or the third game is what I meant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, but yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Math is hard.
It went to game 5.
Mm-hmm.
And they won.
Yeah.
So they're going to the final 4 in the Robertson Cup tournament, representing the Midwest Division. And you know that's really fucking exciting.
That is very exciting.
They're gonna lose horribly in the first round. I know it.
Yeah, they're from Minnesota.
Well, no, they're playing against Aberdeen, who has lost 5 games this season.
Shit.
Out of 6.
Out of 52.
I was about to say, I don't know how many games that's out of, so that...
Out of 52 games, they lost 5.
Okay. So, it seems unlikely.
And they're last year's champions as well. So, Aberdeen is gonna destroy us.
Right. Yeah.
Like, is there a possibility we could pull this out in you know, beat them 2-1 or something like that?
Yeah.
Like, yes, it's humanly possible.
Miracle on ice, too.
I'm not holding my breath.
Yeah.
Is all I'm saying.
Yeah. Mighty Ducks 5.
But the fact that we got this far is pretty fucking cool.
Yeah.
So really excited about that. I will be watching the games on the internet with a great deal of interest. If some miracle we beat Aberdeen and go on to the final championship game, then you bet your ass I will physically be there. They won, and they are the division lead. Which is
excellent.
Super, super exciting. Very, very proud of them and all the work they did. And it was a fun year to do that.
And they want you back.
Yes.
Yay! You didn't fuck up that bad, Salsa.
Just a little.
I mean, I fucked up less than the other people did.
That's, based on the stories that we've been hearing, yes. That's accurate.
Like, I mean, it's a good group of people, don't get me wrong, but they are all just people who, you know, are doing this as a side gig as well.
Yeah.
You know, and they're not professionals, they're not, you know, getting paid top dollar, they're just... They're the people who said, "Yeah, I'll do it."
Yeah.
I think I have something to put on a business card.
Cool.
Yeah, I'll do that.
But So that's super exciting. School's over.
School's out for summer. You
school's
missed us.
Out
much so.
Forever. School's been blown to pieces.
I'm not joining you on that one.
No, that's fine. Okay. I appreciated getting to join.
So, Salsa, how's school?
Sorry, lag. School is done. The kids are done for the summer, and they are doing Y camp for this week, and next week they will start Gems and Guys, which is various summer, like my daughter is doing Gems, and there's like she's doing an engineering class.
Ooh.
And like a robotics class or something like that. No, my son's doing the robotics class in Guys, G-U-I-S. I forget what it stands for.
Guys Under Your Supervision.
I don't remember what the acronyms are for the various programs, but...
It was an I, not a Y.
It's like... It's
fucked up.
Math. Like, GEMS is math. Guys, I think, is more...
Science, engineering, math, science?
Yeah, some. I don't remember exactly. But anyway, it's a summer program for kids.
It's a smarts program.
Yeah, exactly. And they're doing...
Well-deserved.
They're doing maths and engineering and robotics and really fucking cool stuff that I didn't get to do when I was a kid. And I'm really jealous. But anyway...
makes sense.
But
did you try to sign up with them?
Yeah, I think they need a chaperone.
Thankfully, my wife signed them up. Otherwise, I probably would.
Yeah, you're gonna need a chaperone. I'm gonna need a kids menu for this chaperone.
But my wife has got a she had to go in today to clean her classroom up, and then she's kind of got the week off. But then next week, she's already starting to get ready for summer school. And you know, so it's like we just kind of went straight from one into the other as far as that goes.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So. But yeah, no, I'm really, really proud of my kids. My son's done with kindergarten. He's going to be a first grader now.
Oh my God.
My daughter's going to be in second grade.
Ah, Jesus.
There's third grade. Sorry. She just got done with second grade.
This is very weird for me.
Third grade was where I learned how to play violin.
Mm. Uh-huh.
I learned piano in second grade.
Asher is going to be taking piano lessons this summer.
Oh, excellent.
That was one of his birthday presents.
I was about to say, because Asher was getting into all that.
Yeah, oh no, absolutely. Yeah, he likes his keyboard. So he's going to take piano lessons. But yeah, no, they're getting so big.
Yeah.
So big. My little kids. And, yeah. That's kind of what I did. Sure,
cool.
It was something that I'm not thinking of.
But. Gardens? Did you garden? Did you help with the gardens?
Fuck
no. That's not.
Okay.
Fuck no.
No, that's a writerly thing. That is
okay.
You will not find me dead in a garden. Well, you could find me dead in a garden, I suppose, but that's the only way you would find me in a garden.
It would not be from gardening.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I did go visit my wife's grandmother over the weekend with the kids and came home with a huge butternut log. That I am going to turn into like vases and things like that. It's really fucking cool.
Nice.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Look forward to that.
You said nut.
Butternut.
Is that where the rest of the person looks?
Please. Oh God, please don't. Oh no. Nope. Sorry, I opened that. I would like to close this door now, please.
No, this one doesn't have a new car behind it. And I don't want the goat.
Actually, if it was a goat.
It's a ramp door.
Oh, fuck.
Ramp door.
Anyway,
you're
James, what have
so
you been
proud
up
of that?
I am.
You, yeah, I know you are.
Speaking of which, this is for you. Those are all of the halftime.
Yeah, that's.
I remembered, and if I don't do it now, I will probably forget.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's that. I have been visiting folks over the weekend. I went and hung out at Charles's place.
Oh yay!
On a Friday night, and got to see puppies again, which is a super big deal for me. And then I went and spent a bunch of time with Bree. We attended a wedding, and it was wonderful.
I heard.
Yeah.
James.
Yeah.
What did you wear to this wedding?
Were you naked?
I wore most of my Scottish stuff. Like I want to say I was at like half regalia. I was wearing the kilt, the socks, or stockings, and a vest. But I did not have the little pennies that you usually like sort of wave merrily from the tops of the socks, or I didn't have a sporran because it just would have taken fucking forever to dig out of my fest gear. And
so you're lazy.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing.
You couldn't be bothered.
You could have dressed
for
up
a
more.
Wedding.
For a wedding. For a dear friend's wedding.
You're just like, oh, it's in my tub. I get, fuck them.
No,
they're not just, important enough.
Not important enough.
I could spend 5 minutes looking in a tub, but it's just a wedding.
No, it's James's tub. It would be 4 days.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah,
I get that.
Yeah, my tub is full of my stories, so that could have been some time.
What stuff do you have in your tub?
All of it.
You know, enough till it's full.
It's, yeah.
How many tubs do you have of guest stuff?
I have an answer to this for myself.
I have an tub.
Well, I've got a mortar ammo crate with a bunch of my, Armstrong badges and stuff. And then I've got...
Sure.
And
this would have taken too long to search for a sporran for somebody's wedding.
Yes. I spent that time instead driving things that they needed places to the places where they needed them.
I see.
Yeah, doing favors for the bride and groom instead.
So he paid it off in servitude.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay.
He assuaged his guilty conscience.
Yeah. Lending
for not bothering.
Lending an umbrella that I
threw a tub.
Happened to have to the, I think, the mother of the bride.
Umbrella he had. Sporran couldn't be bothered.
No.
Also, the umbrella thing makes complete sense. Always.
That's true. Yeah. You do seem to magically just have umbrellas.
Yeah.
Just always.
So,
by the way, Salsa, I believe I have 7 tubs of fest stuff.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Because 6
I was
too few and 8 was too many.
Yes. Because I was a belly dancer for a while, which means I just accumulated all sorts of belly dance props and costumes and doodads and whatnots and thingamajiggers.
Like, I've been various people across my career in Fest, and when I'm not that person anymore, that stuff just goes away.
Oh, see, no.
Thingamabobs, she's got 20.
I do.
She wants more.
No, actually, I really don't want more. I'm pretty good with what I have.
Like, I just have my one tub, and that's all I need.
It's I'm very happy for you, Salsa. Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, I had to get going and went. So, there was that. Yeah. And that was extremely exciting. And then on Sunday, I just did my best to relax after all of that.
Mm.
Trying to... And I discovered just, again, how fucking terrible I am at relaxing. I ended up substituting in for a missing player in a game of D&D with a bunch of people in Scotland.
All right.
That sounds relaxing to me.
Telling them about canned haggis. That's where it stopped being relaxing.
I heard about this.
Mm-hmm.
Because I believe one very irritable Scotsman, I was watching their Twitch later on, and they were bitching about canned haggis.
Yeah.
I believe I did hear about this. Yeah. All right. That's where the canned haggis came from. I'm like, I don't... What?
This last Robbie Burns, because COVID, we had canned haggis.
Yeah.
Oh. Otherwise, I have only ever had real haggis.
Did you scrape
out the sheep's stomach on your own?
I mean, not... Yes, sometimes.
Okay.
Hmm.
That's important.
Like Greg and Andrea, they get their haggis directly from Scotland.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Is delicious.
Still need to have like real haggis,
not canned haggis.
Well, not because I've my first exposure to haggis was haggis brats, which is also not the same thing.
No,
it was delicious. It encouraged me to have more haggis, and that was the correct answer.
Yeah, it's like a gateway haggis.
Yeah,
I mean, if you've got nothing else, by all means, take the canned haggis.
I have nothing
else.
We
did.
Yeah. A friend has offered to assist me in the preparation of my first real haggis.
Mm.
I'm very excited.
All right.
Yeah, my friends, they do a Robbie Burns party every year, and they have a connection, a website or something they found that they can get, like, haggis and black pudding and stuff like that.
Iron brew.
Yeah.
You can actually get Iron Brew at Blue Sun if you know who to talk to.
The owner?
Yes. but if you know who that is what I'm saying.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough.
I mean, most people listening to this podcast will know who that is, but...
But one person who listens to this podcast will not know, and they don't live anywhere.
It's entirely possible, like, Troy to Troy is like, I don't know who this person is. And at the same time, knowing Troy, it's entirely possible he's like, oh, yeah, it's this guy.
I believe Troy added that information to the Wikipedia.
Probably.
Yeah.
Is there an AON Wikipedia, though?
Oh, awesome. God, let's not start one.
Oh, we wouldn't start it. Somebody else would start it.
The problem is that we've said it on the podcast, and that means it will probably
That means improve. Somebody's yes, going to ask us to make a channel in the Discord server.
But again, I don't... As long as somebody else is doing it, I don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
I'm not making it till somebody asks, though.
You had a date like that
once? Yeah, because consent is important, asshole.
Yeah, it is. It's
yeah, that's the important. Most of my dates.
Yeah.
If not all, actually.
Hopefully.
Oh, God. Okay. I need to review. This is going to take a while.
Yes.
Consent is important, asshole. And also, asshole consent is important.
Yes.
Both of those things are very
That's
true.
It's so accurate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Other than that, I've been...
God.
Writing impromptu filthy haiku and limericks.
Oh.
Yeah. Today someone asked me, friends of mine, asked me to write a haiku for them. They're lesbians, and they said, can we have a lesbian haiku? And I wrote two for them.
Well, if you can fit asshole consent is important into a haiku.
God damn it. Oh, there's one too many syllables for the seven line.
You could hyphenate the is so that it's consent apostrophe consent. S.
That's
consent.
That's not a hyphenate.
Or not a hyphenate.
It's a contraction.
Yeah. You know more about contractions than I do.
I had a labor and delivery like that once.
You had a birth date like that? Yeah. Good.
Yeah, she had a delivery date like that once.
Yeah.
That surprised me. That was on really how intelligent and quick that was.
It's entirely the alcohol. This is very powerful
okay.
stuff.
Okay. Oh, good. Yeah. We're going to have one of those Jameses tonight. All right.
Collect all 15.
No.
Dear God, no.
Where are you going to put them all?
In the fart cupboard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's time for a break.
Yes,
God,
I think
we're getting
better
so squirrely.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast. Or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for apropos of nothing.
I'm pretty sure this is me. I want to blame you. And normally I do blame you, but I...
Just go ahead.
Pretty sure this is actually my fault.
Oh, shit.
We've got it on tape.
Oh, no!
And we're back.
No,
I'm
no,
Salsa.
No! I'm not Jenna, because Jenna would never say such a thing. Oh, fuck.
Holy shit. That was Jenna.
Damn it. Fuck me. You're just going to snip that and put that into places it has no place to be.
Just like your dates.
You.
Just like your dates.
But that's accurate. See, I'm fine with that.
That is going to be our new end of episode
statement. Oh, no. God damn it. I can take satisfaction in that it has taken 10 years of podcasting. Before I got to that, but so
before
like
we got it on tape.
Salsa, that was so cleanly done. I had no idea.
Salsa, are you gonna be done with podcasting now? Have you reached your goal?
I peaked years
ago. I feel like that's.
Are you kidding?
Oh, this is like
honey,
his second or third money shot.
You would have to, you know. Actually
no, I yeah, no, 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 no. It's not like the Matterhorn. My peak is like Butte. like
it's really more of a plateau, isn't it?
Yeah, like yeah. No, I mean like Butte, Iowa. That's my peak.
Not Butte, Montana. Butte, Iowa.
Yeah.
I think they just call that Butt, Iowa.
That's possible. Yeah.
That's just what they call
I mean,
Iowa.
But that's my peak. That's my peak. And I peaked a long time ago. This has all been a slow descent.
You guys, do you want to hear an sense. Embarrassing story that I've never
yes.
told anybody?
And so only, do all of our listeners.
And that only Joe knows because he was there.
And now all of our listeners will.
So we were driving back to the Twin Cities from Kansas City. Mm-hmm. And we're driving through Iowa. Mm-hmm. And I had discovered in the gas stations on the way down that there was an almond milk frappuccino.
Oh.
Oh, yes. And it was delightful. It tasted amazing. So I got a bunch for the ride back.
Mm-hmm.
And then we hit Iowa.
Oh.
And I was like, Joe, I'm going to need you to pull over the next available stop. And then not a minute later, I was like, Joe, I'm going to need you to pull over now.
Oh.
Yeah. And I got out of the car and I squatted in a ditch on the side of the road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Coffee will find things in you.
I don't. It was a very peculiar mix of whatever. And he's like, "You probably shouldn't have had four of those." And I'm like, "Shut up! They were delicious."
Yeah.
Did we forget to mention that almond was the name of the cow that the milk came from?
Almond's milk.
Would make a lot of sense. Actually.
This is Iowa.
I have not been that urgent in my need to find anything that was not Joe's car or my
just
pants.
A flat surface. Yeah,
like yeah, I was just it wasn't flat. It was into a ditch.
Yeah.
So you're welcome, Iowa.
If Rue is listening, it's the best thing that's ever happened to Iowa.
That's true. They should be honored to have my shipment.
No.
You fertilized that ditch.
Did.
That ditch is better off.
We're going to drive by the next time we drive
you're
by.
Just going to be this little bit of green.
Just a little spot of green.
Flowers.
And, like, oh,
and
yeah, it'll be just dry brown ditch and then this little boop of green.
Oh,
yep.
Like, And I hadn't told that story for, I think it happened like 3 years ago. And I didn't tell it because, like, I had IBS issues for a very long time. Yeah. And that is not my only very urgent shit story.
Yeah.
But it did seem the most apropos urgent shit.
She said the name! She said the name!
Because we were in Iowa.
Yeah.
And, yep. And I feel bad because I know we have listeners like from Iowa or that spend time in Iowa. I'm sorry.
The listeners that live in Iowa, they know.
Yeah.
They know.
Like, I've also spent time in Iowa. Yeah.
Yeah. And like, I felt bad about it, but I also kind of didn't. Like, I'm just like, oh, man.
One of my exes is from Iowa. You were getting revenge for me.
Oh, okay.
Unwittingly, you were getting revenge for me.
Hopefully that was their ditch.
Seems right. No, story checks out.
Bitch ditch?
I mean, I wouldn't go that far.
Oh.
But thank you.
I did.
Well, so we have derailed before we even got on the tracks in the first place.
You can't derail if there's no rails.
No.
We were standing at the station and we saw the train come in sideways.
No, that we weren't even in the station. Just we were standing in the middle of a desert and suddenly there was a train sitting there.
Yeah, it's that Mario Kart track, Kalahari Desert.
Oh, I hate that one.
Yeah.
Anyway, so as has been mentioned, school's out. It's summer. And trust me, it's fucking summer. It's been hot enough. It's so hot that I'm not
going
outside.
I just watched James, without even looking at him, contemplate starting to sing.
Oh, yeah, no, then why do you think I drove forward like I did?
That was wise.
Yeah,
possibly the smartest thing that's ever happened on this podcast.
Right up there. right up there with Ramp Door.
Oh, God. I'm
going to get mileage out of that. I'm sorry.
Anyway,
I'm sad.
It's going to go in the AON Wikipedia.
Hey.
That somebody else is going to make. Anyway.
So anyway, rails. You were talking about rails, Salsa. There were rails somewhere.
More of a ramp.
Rail drinks.
I like rail drinks.
No, anyway. It's summer.
Getting
it's
railed
summer.
In a sundress. That's what it was.
Ooh. It's summer. And, so, okay.
No, wait. I have questions.
No, I
have answers.
I have thoughts is
so
what I have.
So for me... am I getting railed or am I doing the railing? Important.
Pick one.
Both?
You could be running a train.
Sundresses.
Oh, shit, we're off the rails.
Fuck, we're off the rails. Shit.
But
God
none of
damn
us
it.
Are wearing sundresses. This is...
No.
Oh.
I want to see James in a sundress.
I've been in a sundress before.
I believe this.
My legs look good. Well, they
but
did 20 years ago.
I haven't seen it, is the
That's true.
Thing.
Yeah.
And
it was
like,
a church camp.
You have an interesting body for a sundress, in that
I
it
like
might be
that I have really
difficult
nice legs.
To find a sundress that is fitting appropriately.
Shaped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, summer.
What are we doing?
School's
out for summer.
You said school's out forever. I said school's out for summer.
God. What are you guys doing this summer?
Hey, it's summer and we are vaccinated and other people are vaccinated.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And we can do things outside with people.
Yeah.
Or better yet, indoors with people.
I have some fantastic outdoor stuff for people, though. Like, right now, I'm in the process
hold on,
of having...
Hold on. Let me... Or even better, indoors by yourself. Go ahead.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
No, you did need to finish that. That's fair. I live on an apartment building. In an apartment building.
And on.
Just kind
all
of
around.
Squatting on the roof.
Yeah.
Kind of,
well,
actually.
Hey, it depends on how many of those almond milk.
She just got a lean.
It's not Iowa. It's not Iowa, you guys.
She's got the, it used to be the chicken coop that's now turned just a lean-to and her best friends are pigeons.
There are pigeons on that roof, though.
Some Muppet with a tall face and
a local high schooler will like come to her because she's the sage, you know, that lives on top of the, you know,
That's building. Not entirely inaccurate either.
Yep. And, the pigeons sound like, oh, sweet egg. You were saying.
Oh, that's been forever and a day. Most of our listeners probably don't even remember that one.
No, but if they even if they were AON Wikipedia, they would know.
They would. Yeah. Okay.
How do you spell?
With a Q.
Yeah.
Ooh. Fair enough.
So I live in an apartment building that is on the lakes.
Oh.
And this is, I've been calling it my, yes, it's directly on the lakes.
I'm glad you didn't get those prepositions mixed up. I live on an apartment building in a lake. That's why I'm not in the apartment building. It's
yeah.
Prepositions are hard.
Burned down, sank into the swamp.
I understood that reference.
Are we just doing
reference.
Preposition Mad Lib? I live beneath the apartment that is through the lake.
I'm intrigued. I wish to support your newsletter.
No. God damn it. I hate you both so much.
I don't know what it is.
Why did I miss this?
I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is yet. But preposition Mad Libs sounds like an amazing improv game.
Ooh. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Is it like synonym rolls?
Possibly.
Yeah.
Like, but it's you're swapping out prepositions.
Possibly.
Yeah, anyway.
I'll have to talk about it with Eric.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I live... in an apartment building.
Oh, that's what I've heard.
Along the lakes. Assholes.
You live near Long Lake?
Fuck you. Just... Okay, so anyway. And my apartment building was a very fancy apartment building built in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
Which means it's still got, like, great property line. A lot of amenities... Mm-hmm. But it's also, like, 70s hotel looking.
Ooh.
So it's kind of like, you walk in and you're like, this is so fancy, like, 50 years ago.
I'm kind of about it.
Yeah, like, and for some people, that's just their fucking jam. Yep. The building has settled. It's not new fancy. It's mm-hmm. just generally fancy.
Yeah.
You know, like that comfortable cashmere sweater that you've worn a few times. Casually fancy.
I don't have a cashmere sweater.
They're amazing. Anyway.
That was very film noir of you, by the way.
You're welcome.
It was fancy 50 years ago. Oh, like sweater.
I thought the way you were talking about the way she walked in one
leg at a time
in black and white. That was really impressive.
You guys, it's really hard to pull off the black and white. I do that just for you.
It is a like you just switch it just like that.
Yeah,
black and white color.
I just wear a lot of red and green. So salsa can't.
You do though. That's the best.
It's true. I have a red panda on my shirt right now, so...
Red hair forever, yeah.
Oh, I have one green eye. That's weird. So this apartment building...
She keeps it in a jar with a stick and a leaf to replicate its natural habitat. All right.
Okay.
So it was fancy 50 years ago, but now it's just kind of Wes Anderson fancy. All right.
Basically.
So if a train leaves a station going at 50 miles an hour, and it derails immediately.
it was never at the station.
How many?
It's
in Iowa.
How many people die, and can we blame it on James?
No, it never left the station. We hopped onto it like hobos, just like fucking get us somewhere.
Yeah.
We're all hobos sitting on a train that is just not going anywhere.
Just rusting in a field.
Just we're sitting there like, we're going to get there eventually.
Yeah. This is taking a lot longer than I remember. Back in my day, we weren't so impatient.
You mean
salsa.
Back in the 70s?
Yes, yeah. 50 years ago when your apartments were fancy.
Yes. Oh, God. We're idiots, you guys.
So you were suggesting preposition Mad Libs, and I think we've achieved it.
I'm just picturing a sketch now where there's a bunch of hobos that are like permanent residents of a place, but still call themselves hobos.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Anyway. I like it.
So,
in my apartment, the Boxcar Children.
On my apartment, actually, if we're going to use the right prepositions.
Despite your apartment.
We're going to switch to conjunction soon.
The rooftop of this apartment building has a lot of amenities. And, there's a fitness room.
Pigeons.
It's very adorable. There are pigeons. It has a rooftop deck lounge area that's got a couple of grills. There's a party room up there. And there is a pool.
Excellent.
There's a pool on the roof. And it's not a full-size pool. It's like a half-size pool. And it's only 4 feet, but it doesn't matter right now.
Which half?
The top half?
No.
I'm glad we made the same joke.
Hate you both. It's the way Salsa looked at me.
Yeah.
Because he wanted me to break right away, and I wasn't going to give him quite that much satisfaction.
From personal experience, giving Salsa satisfaction is really an arduous task.
Oh, it's, God. All right.
I got tennis elbow.
Whoa. I don't have tennis courts, though, so...
Oh.
Those are kitty in corner over by Bidet Makaska.
Oh. So literally.
Next,
oh,
next
yeah.
to the lake, actually. So anyway, but I can only have 4 people over for the pool at any given point in time.
Mm-hmm.
So I am currently in the middle of hosting a bunch of mini pool parties. And having just a couple of people over at a time so that we can hang out in a pool and then chit-chat on the lounge or in the party room or whatever.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's lovely.
Sounds
lovely. So that's going to be a good chunk of my summer.
How's the water?
It is cool.
Okay, excellent.
It's, I think a part of it is that every time I've been into the pool the past few times, like, it has been, like, 90 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
So it really kind of doesn't matter what the temperature of the water is.
That's absolutely fair.
It's just going to be colder.
Right.
But I would say it's probably around room temperature.
Okay, so.
Okay. And it's just like, and then you get in and you're really cold for like the first 2 to 3 minutes, and then you're like, this got nice.
Awesome.
So it's pretty fantastic.
Yeah.
And the view's amazing. And yes, we have pigeons. So that's important. Also crows. Also random other birds. One of the friends that I had over recently is familiar with different kinds of birds.
Birdologist, I believe, is the medical term.
Okay.
Yeah.
And like was able to point out a couple of different really cool birds that were up near my rooftop, and I'm like, neat. That's just a big bird that's not a raven, a crow, a pigeon, or a swallow. Is basically what it is in my brain, but because it is right next to the lakes, we get a lot of cool bird wildlife up there, which is fun.
Yeah.
So I plan to do that. Also, it was pointed out to me by a friend of mine that being up on that rooftop on 4th of July might be pretty fucking cool. So I'm debating having people over for that, but I'm also like, I wonder how many of my co-residents are also going to be up on the rooftop for that. Yeah. I don't know if it matters.
Might have to tape off a grid.
Yeah, if it's just residents and we're all up there, we're already at max capacity.
Yeah.
But it would have to be all the residents.
Mm-hmm.
I have a side tangent. Which I know is surprising for this podcast.
I'm sorry, your train ticket does not include stops.
Bitch, you want to bet? Last night, fire alarms went off in my house.
Oh.
So I got to walk outside. Apparently somebody had just pulled a fire alarm.
Oh.
Because there are junior high school kids, maybe. I don't know.
They do know that won't get them out of school, right?
I mean, it happened at like 10:30, 11
o'clock. Also, school is out.
If they go to jail, then yes, it will.
I suppose. There's that.
So I actually got to meet some of my neighbors yesterday. Including the guy that lives next door to me that shares a bathroom wall with me.
My condolences.
Oh.
Oh, that bathroom wall is not as thick as it needs to be.
Huh.
Hmm. Built in the 70s.
So who heard who?
Yes.
Uh-huh. I'm considering a phone app that makes loud fan noises.
I mean, I do have a loud fan. I've also got one of my Google speakers. Okay. In the bathroom, like right up next to
you
the wall.
You just Rickroll him 24 hours a day?
Did we just Rickroll our audience?
I hope so.
I don't know.
Close
enough. Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to take credit. It'll be fine.
So you met your bathroom neighbor.
Yeah, so I finally met him. And he's a very pleasant individual. That was cool. Anyway, so pool parties and possibly a 4th of July thing. Those are like within the next few weeks.
All worthwhile.
Sounds good. I've got the Fringe Festival. But I'm doing that online, so it's not gonna be quite the same, but there'll be some fringe things to do. And I've heard that the Renaissance Festival is happening. So far.
Seems to be the word on the street, yeah.
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 Nice.
So those are my summer plans.
I have one contract right now for a festival. Wren in the Glen.
This is really what I wanted to know, was how many festivals is Salsa doing?
So far, two?
Three.
Oh.
Wren in the Glen, Minnesota, and Rogues and Ruffians right now.
That's not terrible.
It could be better.
It could.
I'm still a little angry with myself for passing on Nebraska. Because it was just, at the time that they offered me the contract, it was still just like right before the vaccines came out.
Yeah,
and so it was like, I don't know, I'm not comfortable with it. And then I got jabbed and I could have done Nebraska. But
yeah.
No way to know.
Yeah, exactly. I'm partially irritated with myself, and the other half of me is like, I made the decision
that based on the information you had. Yeah.
I've got Wren in the Glen in July, and I've got Minnesota, obviously, and then Rogues and Ruffians just contacted me just today about that'll be October.
Which weekend in October?
First full weekend. No, it was second full weekend. It's the weekend right after Minnesota ends. So,
I have to check a thing.
Yeah, Minnesota ends on the 3rd of October, and this is like the 9th and 10th of October, whatever that weekend is. Anyway, but I'll probably be doing that as well. This summer, we have a lot of things happening this summer. We're going camping a couple times.
Nice.
So my wife is doing a camping, like a girlfriend camping trip. With her and a few of her girlfriends off, you know, just having fun together. And then she is coming home and we are like leaving the same day to go camping as a family.
Those will be two very different experiences.
Yeah, absolutely.
Are they going to be in the same area? No,
different places.
All
right. But that'll be like a 4-day camping trip. I'm really looking forward to that. I absolutely love going camping with my family. And then later this summer, we're going to be taking like an entire week and going to the East Coast. And she has relatives that live in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Who have like never met our kids, and it's like her uncles and things like that. So
they met you.
They met me at the wedding.
And they want you to come.
Oh, they haven't. They don't have a say in it, but the kids.
Oh wow! All right.
They want the kids. They have to take you.
I'm part and parcel.
All right.
But so we're doing that. We're visiting them for a day, but then we're gonna go to not Atlantic City, but it's another city on the New Jersey shore, and we're just going to like spend 4 days
in a house that is like three doors down from the beach.
Nice.
So yeah.
If you go crazy, will they still call you Superman? Anyway.
I don't understand.
All right.
I don't need to understand.
What?
Okay. We're just moving on. That Salsa doesn't understand yep. too.
I don't know. Whatever. I might go crazy. As much as 3 or 4 days on the beach sounds amazing to most people, mm-hmm. I might just go crazy and want something to do. Not even warm, because it's the ocean. You can just get in the water.
I suppose.
It's not going to be like here, where we don't have the ocean effect to cool things down.
Yep.
No, just like... I'm going to be packing so many books.
Yeah.
Just have something to do.
That sounds amazing.
It does.
I'm really excited.
You're going to be going through the airport security. They're going to be like, something's up with this guy's fucking suitcase. It's got literally 80 books in it.
Did he even bring a change of underwear?
He brought one. He's using it as a bookmark.
I would never.
Okay. No, I know. Page I points. Would no, I know. Yes. I know.
You would
I
would never do that.
No. You would damage the spine of the book.
They're very thin underwear.
Apparently, I've said this before.
Yes. Many times. Tell me, do you know anything about the literary sciences or libraries in general, Salsa?
Never heard of
no, them. No, fucking stranger to it? All right.
All right.
And the rest of the time that I'm home, I'm probably going to just be working on the lathe. What are you up to, James? Going to be up to?
So many things, but aside from Renfest, I will also be resuming the annual camping trip had to skip last year. And so it's going to be.
I remember it being a thing.
An even bigger deal. Yeah.
But I remember its existence.
Yeah.
A thing in your life.
Well, because I've gone like five fucking times now, six times, maybe more. We go up. There's land around adjacent to one of our friends' parents' cabin.
Mm-hmm.
And so we camp. Next to the trees out there and just have a friend's weekend. It's fucking fantastic, and I desperately missed it last year. So there's that. And then a lot of those same friends were getting into weekly bike rides and stuff, which is pretty amazing.
Nice.
So... That's kind of the big summer plan. I'm hoping that it will cool down.
Biking around the lakes?
Little. Yep.
You need to stop and pee. I have an apartment to rent.
I'll probably just use a ditch in Iowa.
Okay.
I've heard it's good.
Yeah. No, that's
the appropriate place. Yeah, it's the opposite from how things usually work, where I hear about you in bathrooms.
I get this joke.
So...
Why? Why?
Yep.
So, there's that, and then I'm also publishing a book this summer.
Are you really?
Mm-hmm.
Is it your poetry?
No.
Children's stories?
It will be children's stories, okay. And then I have to decide whether or not I include horror stories in that. Or whether I have
as long as they're child horrors, then it's okay.
Horrors.
The weird thing is that there's a decent amount of overlap in the two subjects between horror and children's stories. Yeah.
I mean, half of the nursery rhymes are terrifying.
Oh, fuck yeah, they are. Yes. Ring Around the Rosie is awful. It's about
Rock-a-bye Baby.
Yeah.
Humpty Dumpty. Fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't say anything about an egg, and yet that's what we think of.
Yeah. Right, it's definitely not.
It's really Bridge creepy to watch down. Your eyes light up like that,
yeah,
James.
It's
that's not okay.
It's horrifying. Mm-hmm. So there's that. I have also some stories that have first rights on them still, because they haven't been published on my website or anything like that. I haven't put them anywhere. So okay. They have, like, first rights is like the literary prima nocta. And so you can send them to literary magazines.
Have sex with the king?
Yes. But he's an owl.
Okay.
Yeah. And then the book gets last rights.
Yeah. So you have sex with a priest.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
When the author dies.
Yes.
Does the author have sex with a priest?
I mean, if that's the author's kink, it's don't kink shame.
I'm not shaming. I'm just confused.
You know, many priesthoods they're very progressive now.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I will be either publishing one large book or two, like, small, medium-sized books. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. And then putting my unpublished work toward more literary magazines. So I might be published by someone else, because there's no longer that stigma about self-publishing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there is that.
Who are you going through?
As much as I fucking hate Amazon, it's so easy.
No, I'm not trying to make you feel bad about it. I am.
Yeah, no, that's fair. Both of you, both of you are correct.
I actually don't have to try to make him feel bad. He just already does. For life in general,
pretty much.
So that's low hanging fruit. So I'm not actually trying.
Yeah.
Just there.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Sounds like we're going to be busy. Oh. Dear listeners, tell us what your plans are this summer. Make it, a thing that you want all the people to hear about. Or, you know, if you don't want to let people know, I guess don't tell anyone.
Don't say anything.
So, are you building a fart cupboard?
Keep it a secret.
Ooh, are you building a fart cupboard? Are you building an AON Wikipedia site? That would be pretty cool. Leave your comments in
the fart cupboard.
Fun summer project for somebody that's not us.
Somebody who listens to a lot of these episodes.
I don't know, listeners, if you can see this,
knowledge of all,
or if you can tell, but we all have our fingers on our noses, indicating that it's not us.
But if you do have interesting plans this summer, by all means, comment on the Facebooks or go to our Discord channel and start a conversation about various things. Share summer recipes or things. I don't know. Do that.
Open a watermelon.
And then pour a lot of booze into it.
Oh.
That's really the only good thing a watermelon is good for. So
it's the only melon I can eat.
Huh.
We're going to be right back. If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
Wait, this is your fault.
Yes, it is.
Actually, literally,
I didn't blame anyone else but myself.
No, you did say it's her fault. That's a matter of
James. It's private your record. Fault.
Oh yeah,
always.
Okay, all right.
Forever.
I could stand here and say it is my fault, and it would still be your fault.
Finally, things are making sense.
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
I'm Jenna. What I'm gonna be interested to see. Salsa is where you start because the past 10 minutes,
holy shit,
I've been in tears. I was squeaking.
I'm gonna
we
cut
laughed
it.
We cried we
I'm
learned
gonna cut it so I look back. Good
oh.
No, you're not, you don't do that.
That's also true.
That's fair.
That sounds like work, Salsa.
Yeah, smacks of effort.
My God.
You know what else is not work? Fast Five.
Accurate. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I like how we had different corrections to that same thing.
That was more accurate than the button I was going to hit. Yeah. I'm still learning.
It's been a while.
It's been a while.
Today's Fast Five comes to us from me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
uh-huh.
Oh wait, nope, this one.
Oh. Six of one.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
All right, here we go.
All right.
Question number one.
I found it.
Nice.
Screwing or banging?
I put together more furniture that required an Allen wrench or a screwdriver.
There it is. That's what I was going for.
Fucking
okay.
Right.
Screwing or nailing? Yeah, I think I've done a lot more screwing. I do have a power drill. Joe's right. I need to stop hanging out with you. Oh my god.
Oh, I'm tearing up.
I am too. Oh, fuck me. Okay.
Question number two. Mouth or butt?
In Centipede, is there a difference?
I mean, on a duck, they can breathe through both, because they have a cloaca like chickens' butts.
God, Jesus Christ.
I forgot to say, I'm screwing on the first one.
Okay.
That seems correct.
And I'm going with mouth on the second.
God. Is it more polite in mixed company to burp or fart?
Depends on whether you have a fart cupboard.
There is that.
Mm-hmm.
That is fair.
Yeah, no one's invented a burp cupboard. There's really no point.
I will say, there are not a lot of people who have jumped on the fart cupboard bandwagon yet, though. So
yes. Fart cupboard bandwagon is my Fleetwood Mac cover band.
Yes, it is. Oh my god, yes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You would think REO Speedwagon, but you would be wrong.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, I have more fart stories than burp stories.
I believe that to be accurate.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute.
Wow!
Yeah.
A twofer.
Right? That's amazing.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
I love that little piece of machine.
It's so cute. I missed you so much. I mean, I missed you more than these assholes, but
well,
don't tell
them. Well, that's fair.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, it's a secret to everyone.
Don't say. I'm going to go mouth.
All right.
Oh.
No, you don't get context for that one. Nope.
All right. Question number three. Cock or sausage?
What are you going to grill next? Chicken wings or hot dogs?
I mean, I was going to go with similar.
Yeah.
So now I have to go with something else.
I'm going to say I have a better story about grilling birds. I have a Cornish game hens story that I will delight you with sometime when we aren't trying to have a Fast Five.
Because otherwise it'll be a very long 15.
I'm gonna go. I like me a good sausage.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go cock.
Okay.
My body seems to handle poultry better than like sausage stuff. Yeah. I don't understand, James. What have you
Please explain it to us.
Because you know, birds have legs. And
see,
and chicken butt.
He's making reference to my infamous Vil joke. Why did this man cross the road?
Because he was stuck in a chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Someday, we will live in a society that does not question the motives of a chicken crossing a road.
Yeah, I know, right?
It's not today.
Question number four. Melons. Or milk jugs.
I can't have either, God damn it.
I mean, not until, you know, a certain... After you had Jessa, apparently, you say that you now have...
No. I mean, I'm allergic to melons and milk.
Yeah,
that's
fair.
I have a lovely set of melon milk jugs now. Huh.
Melon milk sounds like something that you would get from like a convenience store that specialized in overseas goods.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Melon milk sounds like one of those like health food scams.
Oh yeah. Like one of those Paltrow goop
yeah,
drinks.
Yeah, exactly.
I was about to say
melon
it's,
milk.
It's probably a smoothie you can get in Uptown.
Oh yeah.
I mean
they've probably got it at Jamba Juice.
I'm kind of curious. Like, I would probably mix Midori with...
I don't think that's what they're selling at the health food place.
No. No, I know. I know. That's fine.
Nope.
More's the pity.
Yeah, they don't know what they're missing.
Melon or milk jug?
Which is the more awkward grocery to carry? Or which one...
I
might just go melon. What's a better way to carry your booze? In a milk jug or in a melon?
Neither. I can't have either of them. Let's see. Melon or milk jug? I'm just going to say milk jug. Fuck it.
All right.
Question number five.
I'm going to say milk jug also.
Okay. Honey pot or oyster bed?
Clams. All right.
Oh, God damn it.
Yep. All right.
Oh, my God. What do you prefer to put on...
Oh, you took it to a dirty place. Oh.
Salsa has entered the chat.
fuck me. All right. Don't. That was not an offer. That was not a recommendation.
Yeah, the Yelp reviews are really bad.
In response, Jenna, all I have to say is...
I don't Yelp as much as I, like, scream and moan, so let's be clear on this.
Right? Jenna, in response to what you just said, all I can say is... honey pot or oyster bed?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Oh.
I'm going honey pot.
I'm going to say the context is what do you prefer to spread on a hard bread?
Mm.
Okay. And there's honey, like honey on toast.
As one does, yeah.
Or you use a hard bread to soak up the juices on some oyster stuff.
Whoa.
Yeah, that buttery goodness.
Mm-hmm. Okay, oysters. Yeah,
I might have to go oysters
on
this one.
Yeah, I'll even just put like smoked oysters on toast.
Yeah.
All right, oysters.
That's what I've decided the context is. If I'm right on this, I want like 1,000 bonus points that don't mean anything. But that's what I've decided.
It's the only kind we have.
Yeah. Jeez. I still have tears in my eyes, you guys. I don't know if this is out of too much laughter.
It's the smell.
Or a sad realization.
It's the smell.
Yeah.
Okay. What the fuck is the context for this bullshit, Salsa?
Question number one. Screwing or banging? If you needed to join two pieces of wood, would you default to using a screw or a nail?
Screwing.
Yeah.
Screwing as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just,
I'm going to go with that.
Question number two, mouth or butt? Which is more satisfying, belching or farting?
Ah, so I was very close on this one. All right, I know I'm a lady. I am technically a lady.
Okay. That's okay.
Okay.
All right. I have a piece of paper from some bullshit fucking company that says that I'm a lady.
Technically,
but it is a
you are correct, which is the best kind of correct.
Thank you. So I know that I'm a lady.
Yeah, audience, we've reached the point of the evening where Salsa is singing.
And the lady's talking about mouth or butt.
Accurate, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, I have had some belches that has relieved, like, chest pressure. And, like, maybe even a little heartburn thing going on. Like, you've got that kind of pain in your chest, and then you belch, and you're like, oh, that feels better. But it has nothing compared to when you are cramping because you have gas built up in your lower area, and, like, you just, you fart, and it's it all releases, and it just, it's better. It just is.
You've actually sold me on that. Yeah. I was going with belching originally because, in general, belches are just, I feel better. But you're absolutely right. Like, after a big meal when you're, like, your gut's, like, unhappy and your belt is too tight, then you just let one rip and you're like,
It just does.
Definitely
so. Immediately after having organs removed in the hospital, the thing that my roommate told me, this 40-year-old dude, he was like, the first time that you fart, you will see God. It's the best thing that will ever happen to you, and this is coming from someone who's had sex. I don't know that he was necessarily correct, but it was real good.
I mean, it's hard to see something that doesn't exist, but also true.
Did I tell you guys about my flexible sigmoid oscillator? Do you want to hear all my poop stories tonight, you guys?
Not really. I kind of want to get through this fast five.
Fast five before we catch the runny two.
I almost want to tell the story now just to be fucking Salsa.
There are just green mile markers all through Iowa.
No. What have you been eating?
Yeah, I was coming up from KC. There was barbecue all day long.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was a lot of protein.
Yeah.
So much protein.
And spice. And the spice.
And I'm a good little white Minnesotan girl.
A meter in, a meter out.
Yeah. So it was, there was some heat. And it wasn't staying in the kitchen.
So anyway, what's the next question?
Question number three, cock or sausage? Which is the better protein to go with pasta, chicken or sausage?
Oh, the answer is all of it. Oh my God, that's not a fair question at all, you asshole.
Like, I'm going Italian sausage with pasta all day.
Yeah.
I love me like a chicken, a Parmesan or something like that.
Yeah.
But give me an Italian sausage with like rigatoni or something.
And I'll just eat all
like
of it.
Like an eggplant Parmesan with sprinkles of Italian sausage is, I think, where heaven is located.
I can't have Parmesan, you guys. You're talking about things I can't do.
Faux Parmesan.
Fromagean?
Yeah.
Fromagean?
What is that, just sawdust sprinkled on the top of the pasta?
Thank you.
Fromage.
I'm glad you caught that.
That was amazing.
That's some needs to copyright that shit.
Classy ass
right
bitch is what I am. I lean towards poultry on my pastas in general.
Fair enough.
But I'm not going to complain about either.
Yeah,
sure. All right. Question number four, melons or milk jugs? Which is the more refreshing beverage? Fruit juice or milk?
I can have many fruit juices that are not melon.
Watermelon is a fruit.
Melon juice is melon.
It is a melon. I don't like watermelon juice.
No, watermelon is fucking awful.
Watermelon is water. And it's great on a hot day.
Yeah.
When that's what you have. But it's not. I don't think to myself, God, do you know what I'd really like right now is a good piece of flavorful watermelon. What I think to myself is, I'm a little parched. There is watermelon at this picnic. I will have some of this watermelon. Like, that's the thought process.
Yeah.
Also, sometimes I get to spit seeds out at people, and that's fun.
That just seems like exactly.
But it has nothing to do with the taste of the watermelon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just it's kind of quenchy. That's it.
The quenchiest.
Going milk jugs.
I would say many things about just a glass of milk. I absolutely will drink a glass of milk. I have fond memories growing up and everything like that. Like, it's, I have a lot of things. Refreshing is not the word that I would use at all, ever, for milk. So I would say, since refreshing is the word you used, I have to go with fruit juice. Like a cold glass of grape juice or lemonade.
Ugh, not grape. Nope.
Or the two of them mixed.
Cranberry apple.
Oh shit! Yes.
Cran apple.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. I always have some because vodka cran bitches.
Fair enough. Damn right.
Oh.
And question number five: honey pot or oyster bed? Jenna nailed this one.
Yes! Victory is mine!
Which hors d'oeuvre do you prefer on those little hors d'oeuvre toasts?
Shit.
A little bit of honey
or
an oyster?
Oyster.
1,000 bonus points that mean nothing right here.
Absolutely nailed that one on top
Fuck
of the
yes.
head.
Yes. Feels good to be me.
Upon the top.
Upon the top.
Yeah.
Oysters.
Well done. Yeah, oysters for me as well. I fucking love honey, but give me an oyster.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take a moment to be proud of myself.
Well,
actually.
You should.
Yeah.
That was a far-fetched one, and I found it.
No, and you need to feel proud of yourself every once in a decade or
God.
So.
Fuck you.
Yeah. Plus, fuck it's you? Already happened this decade. Her daughter's an adult.
Oh, yeah. Your daughter's amazing.
I'm proud and horrified. she is scarier than I am.
Yeah. I've been across from her on a Vill stage. I understand.
Yeah, if she ever actually decides to take over the world, we're all fucked.
Yeah, no.
I just hope she remembers me fondly. Mm-hmm.
No, the thing is...
So that your death will be quick?
I have also been across a Vill stage and got decimated.
Oh,
But I am much more fearful because on a Vill stage, there are rules. And in real life...
I mean, my daughter very wisely said to me just yesterday, actually, she's like, so being an adult really just means that I don't know anything else. Like, adults don't know more. They just don't have anybody telling them what to do. So now I have to decide it.
Yeah.
Like, yep.
Why do you think so many people vote Republican?
You have to make it up as you go and then stand the fuck behind it.
She was like, that's all being an adult is. I'm like, yes, actually.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't make you be an adult. I just had to give you a bunch of tools that I figured would probably help you get through life and then pray. That's it. So that's fun.
And some people never get it.
Anyway,
that has been a Fast Five. Would like to send in a Fast Five, please send two emails to salsa@a1podcast.com. The first one should include the choices, and the second one, repeat those.
And
phrases.
You should send those in because I'm next in the rotation, and I don't want to.
Jenna doesn't want to write.
And I'm after Jenna, and nobody wants that.
Nobody wants that.
Dear God in heaven.
Fucking send something
that
in.
Exist.
Oh my God.
Please,
oh God.
Please. Salsa@aonpodcast.com.
Two emails.
The first email should just have the questions. The second email should just have the contact.
You know what? At this point, I don't even give a shit. At this point, send one email. Send four emails. I don't even care. Just send something.
Mav.
Yep.
Mav, your time has come, Mav.
I don't even care anymore. Just please.
Somewhere. Mav.
Yeah, Mav just woke up.
Woke up.
Cold sweat.
You just like,
I have to go right.
72 emails
the internet
later.
Needs me.
To the Mav cave.
To the Batmav. Wait.
Mav, by the way, if you do not immediately change your office into the Mav cave, you're doing it wrong.
That's accurate.
You're that assuming is... that he did not already.
Well, if he didn't already, I will allow that.
It's possible. Yeah.
But if it's if after hearing this it is not that you're going to hear from us. some days you can't get rid of a palm.
God damn it.
Who's got a shout out?
I have.
All right.
Podcast listener Rachel Nerdall asked me for a suggestion on something that she should paint. And I suggested something to her, and she made an absolutely delightful painting and has now gifted that painting to me. And aww. I am so pleased. So pleased. So I'm looking forward to hanging that on my wall. And yeah.
I am going to give my shout out to every single human being that was in school this last year.
Yes.
Good job. You survived.
Yep. You did it.
Whether you're done yet or not, some people aren't quite done yet, but you did it. You are alive. You survived. You got through this year. It was hell, but you did it. Fucking good on you. I don't even care if you didn't pass. You got through this. Good on you.
Yep.
I can't follow that up with anything genuine, because he just did it. But I am going to say shout out to air conditioners, because I have not had one for the past couple of weeks. And fuck me. Now that I'm getting one, the temperatures are going to cool down. You're welcome. But yeah, like once it gets into the 90s, you just, yep.
70s.
Yeah, whatever. It was thankfully in the 80s today, I think, and I was able to have just like a window cracked.
The 70s when Jenna's apartment was fancy.
Yes, it was. But yeah, air conditioners. Like you don't realize how necessary that is for an area like this until you
Mine's just running constantly now.
Yeah,
I can't deal with it.
Listeners, if you have shout-outs, by all means, throw them in Discord or Facebook as well. Yeah. Who has anything to plug?
I want to plug the Discord and our Facebook.
Well.
We don't have a bump for the Discord. But, yeah, we should probably repost that invite link.
Twitter as well. We do have a Twitter.
Oh, we do have a Twitter.
Yeah, I have been.
I keep forgetting.
I've been posting every week to Twitter.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Salsa, for doing that thing I didn't even know you've been doing for probably the past 7 years.
I mean, that's the
not that long. Okay. God, no, like 6 months. I remember that it was there and like, I started posting.
Oh, hey, we have one of those.
Yeah. I never use it.
But yeah, we've been having some fun little chit chats in there. I appreciate actually getting to know what our listeners have been watching, drinking.
Yeah,
that's been fun.
Been amazing. Yeah.
And we have specific places where you can put that information.
And it's no longer the trash can.
Yes.
Now we actually get to read it.
Feedback at aonpodcast.com.
Yep.
So I honestly, I very much so appreciate all of the feedback that we get from our listeners.
Oh, yeah.
Whether it's on Facebook or, I don't know if we have any on Twitter. I don't think so. But... Facebook or Discord or even emails. Hearing from our listeners lets us know that we're not just shouting into the void. It wouldn't stop us if we didn't have any listeners.
Yeah.
But it's nice to know that you're there.
Yeah, joking aside, feedback from our listeners is amazing.
It warms my heart And every once in a while, Salsa's heart gets less hard, so...
And that day it grew 3 sizes.
No.
So it's still 20 sizes too small.
Yes. That's accurate. Yeah. So, yeah. So thank you, listeners. And please join communities that we have available.
Join us.
One of us.
Join
us. I mean, don't be one of us. That's not good. Oh, that's a legal disclaimer. No.
The us is enough us.
The legal disclaimer here is just don't.
Do not try this at home.
Don't.
Yeah.
Do
not FBI try warning.
Anywhere else.
Stop it.
Yep.
Yes. So. We are professional usses. Do not attempt this anywhere.
Do not attempt to be us. Oh, God. Especially Salsa. Fuck.
Ooh.
Buddy. Mm.
I have ideas. Anyway.
Oh, no.
Does anybody have any final thoughts?
Oh, yeah. I wanted to bye-bye. I love you. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you so very much for listening to this episode. Thank you to me for sending in a fast five. Thank you very much. Oh, it's my favorite.
Wait.
Yeah. Oh, no, please. It's quite all right. No, you did a really good job. It's fantastic. Oh, you're too kind. No, that was possibly the best Fast Five we've ever had. Oh, thank you. I appreciate that very much. thank you to everybody who's been listening to this podcast. On behalf of myself and James and Jenna, eat the fucking cake.
I want to blame you, and normally I do blame you, but I...
Just go ahead.
I'm pretty sure this is actually my fault.
Oh, shit.
We've got it on tape.
Oh, no!